Champagne and Ships, another podcast from Brian Green. This is WXTC number 38 on this podcast. Aisling Kavanagh, recorded 17th of June 2011, Bewley's on Grafton Street, a song from Ashkav. Claudia Saba from IrishShipToGaza.org on the sabotage of the MV Saoirse, recorded 30th of June 2011, Buswell's Hotel, Dublin City. And finally, we close with Henrietta Game, launching their new LP, Black Ship, on the Jeannie Johnson Ship, Custom House Dock, Dublin 1. Enjoy. Thanks for listening.
About a friend of mine who lost her job, or the job that I was in, and then I left that job. So, there's a gang of you over there, this is for you. Well, I got there early on a Wednesday morning, waiting in the line, everybody yawning from a sleepless night. Man, it just ain't right. Cause there's people all around me with first class degrees. Never thought they'd see themselves down on their knees. I said, get up off your ass. Go and find yourself a glass. And drink champagne on the dole. Bought myself a paper, hoping to find something I get paid for. Sent out my CVs, embellished with inaccuracies. These days I watch Countdown when I get up. Drain my breakfast from a coffee cup and wait for 6 o'clock. I wait to hear that bottle pop. To drink champagne on the go. You know it.
Protest at the Spire at 6 o'clock this evening to protest against the outrage of this sabotage on the Irish ship and the other ships in the flotilla, and indeed more protests are certain to follow in support of the flotilla as it continues in its efforts to reach Gaza. But without further ado, I'll bring in Claudia to talk a little bit about what has happened to the MV Saoirse.
Thanks. Can people hear if I actually go up to the board and demonstrate?
Can you see clearly?
So this is the MV Saoirse that has been in Turkey for the last few weeks. The skipper, Shane Dillon, has been with the boat all that time. We have had people at the harbour watching the boat so that it would not be sabotaged, or so that something like this would not happen. The boat has been perfectly fine all this time. On Monday night of this week, the captain, Shane Dillon, took the boat out for an engine run because new batteries had been put in, and he noticed some very irregular vibration coming from the propeller shaft. He took it to the berth and inspected it. We had some divers inspect it. The following day, after the divers inspected it, and it was very obvious that the shaft of the propeller was not rotating in a symmetrical fashion, we deduced that it was either an accident. It could have either been some kind of accident, the boat could have bumped into something, or this could in fact be an act of man-made sabotage. And so the boat was taken out of the water and to dry dock and was examined in detail by boat experts. The first thing that we found when we examined it is that this is the propeller shaft, and you'll notice that a section in the shaft was shaved off, and that the propeller shaft is supposed to be a completely straight line, in a completely completely horizontal. But what you'll see, we've superimposed these red perfectly horizontal lines on top of the shaft. You'll see that there was a bend in the shaft, and this is what caused it to rotate in an irregular fashion, because it was weakened by the fact that a chunk had been taken out of it, and that's what we're going to show you next. Okay, this is still demonstrating the irregularity in the shaft. This is the other shaft. I mean, you'll notice that there's nothing was shaved off the other shaft. They only damaged this one. Okay, so this is the piece of steel that was taken out of the shaft, and this is very hard material. So the only way that it could have been done is either by an underwater steel cutter, some sort of underwater steel cutter that would have done this, or 2 ounces of explosives could have also done something like this. And we don't know exactly now. I mean, the situation has been reported to the Greek authorities, and some boat experts are going to look into the damage. Do you want to show the next picture? There is absolutely no way that this kink could have come about in any other way than, by man-made means. What is also interesting is that the Giuliano, which the Swedish-Norwegian-Greek boat, which was sabotaged a few days before we learned about the sabotage of our boat, was damaged in exactly the same way, and we're going to show you a video that shows this.
The attack on the MV Saoirse was carried out on Turkish soil. It endangered the lives of our citizens. If this boat had gone to sea, we would have it's almost certain we would have lost lives. This boat would have sank. It's an attack on people that were engaged in a humanitarian aid flotilla. And it's an absolute outrage that Israel talks about the flotilla as a provocation when they're willing to engage in this type of international terrorism. And I think if you endanger people's lives, and you did, our lives were endangered, it cannot be described as anything else except a form of terrorism. The intention behind this is to deter people from participating in flotillas in solidarity with the ordinary people of Gaza. And we could say right now, straight out to Israel, that will not work. In the same way that the murders of 9 of our colleagues last year didn't work, this will not work. We will continue, we will sail, there will be Irish people on Freedom Flotilla 2. And if there is a need for more flotillas, we will be on those again, and the MV Saoirse will sail to Gaza.
Okay, that was Fintan Lane. Now what's going to happen is that To repair the damage on the shaft, it would cost at least €15,000, and it would take at least a week, maybe 10 days to repair. And so this boat is now out of Freedom Flotilla 2. It won't be able to sail. But like Richard said before, six people have been given places on the Italian boat that is due to set sail soon, and four more passengers are also on a waiting list to join other boats.
Is also a cover, so if you know this one, sing along, you probably do.
Come on.
Bruno.